Ryan has a personality of a footballer, I think. He's quiet most of the time, but then he when he gets silly, like he just loses it. But he's pretty good most of the time.
My horse is Wawa. She's a painted horse. I don't really know too much about her background, but yeah, she's an alright horse. She has her temperamental moments.
The bond between horse and rider. It's important to have a good relationship, but it can be tricky to develop when you're just throwing together at the start of muster.
With me is Jenny. She's a 8-year-old stock horse sort of mare, and she's a good goer.
Otto, this is Patchy. Don't know why she's called Patchy. She's got no white on her. But yeah, she's... Well, I got given her because apparently she's a bit of a problem horse, and I love that. Love a bit of a challenge.
G'day there, I'm Dan Fitzgerald on Wakefield Station, 450 kilometres southwest of Katherine in the Northern Territory. Despite the increased use of helicopters, quad bikes and motorbikes across the country, horses are still one of the main tools of trade when it comes to mustering cattle in Northern Australia. These young riders have two horses to get them through the mustering season, one an older horse that knows the ropes, and the other a breaker, a younger, less experienced horse. They'll spend hours together each day mustering mobs of cattle in their thousands for the next few months. For some, horse and rider are getting along really well. Others are relishing the challenge ahead.
My name's Tom Witham. I'm from southeast Queensland, and this is my first year ringing in the Territory on Wakefield Station. Ryan, he's mainly Brummy, but he's just a stock horse, bay gelding, and he's about 7-year-old. He goes all right, and he can work.
Good for long days in the paddock?
Yeah, no, he goes good. I can't complain. Like, the other day, I was mustering on him, and I lost a shoe. It was on real rocky, hard country, and he still kept going. He's limping a bit, but he kept going.
It's a helicopter just coming in here now. How do they go around the helicopters?
Oh, this fella, he loses it a fair bit. He doesn't mind when the chopper's flying high, but when he's low, I get a bit bloody scared around.
Do you develop a bit of a relationship with your horse as you spend so much time with it?
I think you do. I've had him now for a bit over a month, and yeah, there's a bit of a bond going there. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
I'm Kerry and Brennan, a ringer from Wavehill Station. My horse is Wawa. She's a painted horse.
Yeah, it's a beautiful white with big brown spots all over it. How would you describe the personality of Wawa?
Wawa's a bit of a spunky personality. Gotta love her. She's all lovely and cuddly when you got food, and then she sometimes just don't want anything to do with you. Bit spunky in a way.
It's pretty early in the morning here. You're just getting ready for a day in the paddock. What do you do to get your horse ready for the day?
Well, I'm giving her a bit of feed right now because her feed's a bit low, but basically I just check her feet and make sure when I saddle her up that there's no bindies or anything that's going to hurt her, because it's going to make her buck up and stuff. But basically just saddle her up and, you know, keep her ready for the truck.
Wait.
Hi, I'm Dallas Poynton. I'm a ringer at Wave Hill, and with me is Jenny.
What sort of personality does Jenny have?
She has a laid back, but also she can also get into a goey mood when she needs to, when the cattle get out of line.
What does that mean, a goey mood?
She just wants to chase and have fun.
Does it take long to get to know a horse?
Not really. It just depends on which horse. Like, her and I have got more of a good bond pretty quick, but just depends on how well your horse and you get along well.
Have you had any hairy moments on Jenny?
A couple of times, only just under the when the chopper's coming in and blowing all the cattle across, and she doesn't really like choppers, but you just have to just hold on and get through it.
I'm Georgia Spain, and I ring her at Wave Hill Station. Righto, this is Patchy. She's pretty interesting. She has her days where she can be a real pig, and then other days where she's just an absolute champ and does what you want.
What sort of traits make her a problem horse?
Well, as you can see, she's got no shoes on. She's very hard to shoe, apparently. So, yeah, doesn't like her feet being touched at all. Yeah, sort of rears up, strikes, all that. But, yeah, hopefully we can sort it out, put some shoes on her. But, yeah, she'll be good. Just when you ride her, when you get on, she likes to have a bit of a buck. Just, I don't know why, but, yeah, she just does it.
Is that something you can change in a horse?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just a lot of work and time. And when you've got someone that knows what they're doing, it makes it better, yeah.
And you don't mind being that person to straighten her out a little bit?
No, I do. I love it, yeah. I'm quite happy. I think it's good. Makes it fun for me too, so. No, but when you sort things out like that, like, you feel like you've accomplished something, you know, it's a bit of a win.
What sort of relationship have you developed with your horse?
Oh, at the start, she annoyed me. But right now, like, I sort of figured her out a bit. Like, if I get on, I warm her up, get her thinking, and then after that, she's pretty good. Yeah. No, she does what I want. Yeah. How we get along.